Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
97.1 FM Talk on demand audio.
Yeah, everything about this case is, in my view, legally absurd. You know, this case is basically a state misdemeanor that had run out on the statute of limitations.
Hans von Spakovsky, you know, the former emperor of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
Hans, welcome into the show on a Monday morning. How are you, sir?
Well, I'm doing a lot better than the former president this morning.
Well, I tell you what, I had to play part of that bite from Jonathan Turley. I saw him on Fox over the weekend, and he just said most of this is legally absurd. Maybe you could expand on that for me.
Well, look, the chief witness against the president is a serial perjurer, someone who actually went to federal prison for lying, and that's the chief witness. But the biggest issue with what's going on here is that they're trying to turn a misdemeanor, you know, not putting it down a business record correctly, into a felony by claiming that they were trying to conceal a second crime, and that second crime was not properly reporting a campaign expense, a federal campaign expense. And what they're talking about there is the $130,000.
Yeah.
That was paid in a settlement against this woman. I mean, I hate to even mention her name because that just gives her more publicity that she wants, who claims she had an affair with Trump. Well, the biggest problem with all of that is that that settlement payment was perfectly legitimate. Celebrities enter into what folks call hush money settlements all the time. And look, it was clearly nuisance value. If she had had a real claim, it would have been worth a lot more money. $130,000 means she agreed to go away with her claim. And I don't think it was a legitimate claim. But the most important issue is that's not a campaign expense.
Yeah.
And neither the Federal Election Commission, where I used to be a commissioner, they didn't think this was a campaign expense, that he'd improperly reported it. The U.S. Justice Department, which has criminal enforcement authority over federal campaign finance, they also didn't think this was a campaign expense. So the whole basis of Alvin Bragg's prosecution is totally bogus.
How do the attorneys here in this case get an impartial jury? Because even if you haven't heard of this specific case, we all know that Donald Trump is very polarizing. Everyone knows who Donald Trump is and has an opinion about him, likely.
Well, look, I actually think if you could move this case to some other part of the country, you actually might be able to get an impartial jury. But you're not going to get that in Manhattan, and you certainly aren't going to get it with this judge,
yeah,
who has already shown his, I think, total bias in this case by, one, refusing to move the case, and two, refusing to remove himself from the case. The fact that his daughter works as a political consultant for Democratic politicians, to me, that meets the New York state standard on an appearance of you can't You can't maintain an appearance of impartiality. He should have removed himself from the case. He should not be presiding over it.
Yeah. Yeah. I just look back at the Paula Jones settlement with Bill Clinton. He paid her $850,000
right.
to go away. Now, I know he wasn't running for reelection at that point, but still, this pales in comparison.
Yeah, it does. And that tells you what I think most people realize is that this is a made-up claim.
Yes.
There's no evidence by this woman to support it. If she had real evidence, she would not have settled for a measly $130,000.
No, I would agree. Hans, thanks for explaining all that. We appreciate it.
Sure, thanks for having me.
Yeah, have a great week. That's good. $850,000 Bill Clinton paid Paula Jones to shut up and go away. That's hush money.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.